Today I want to talk to you about intimacy in your relationships. And this is important because in your pursuit for unleashing your greatness, in your pursuit of living the life you know that you're capable of, sometimes it can feel like as you're doing all these things that you don't necessarily have the time or the energy to pour into having an intimate relationship with your partner. And this is important because relationships often are one of your highest values. And when you have a healthy, loving relationship, that's going to impact other areas of your life. But also, if you don't feel like you're having an intimate relationship with your partner, it can bring on feelings of you're alone in this journey. It can bring up feelings of, well, we should be doing this. Why aren't we doing this? And you start bringing in fear or neediness, which isn't actually coming from your heart. So one of the key reasons most people aren't having the intimacy that they desire in their relationships, especially people who are having new families, you're working on new businesses, you are creating the life that you want to, is because you're putting extra energy into another area of your life. So for example, let's say this, each circle represents you as a whole. So this is you. And let's say you are creating a new business. And let's say this is the business. And you're literally putting all your time, energy, effort, thoughts into this business. Essentially, you become one with this business. Which means when your partner comes along and they want to have a romantic relationship with you and intimacy, then it's going to be hard for you to want to be able to do that, especially on a subconscious level, because you feel like you're going to get engulfed. You already feel like you're starting to lose yourself. So it doesn't actually feel safe in order to do that. So the same is also true with, I would say, if you have a newborn or children, because a lot of the time, especially the moms or the main caregivers, spend a lot of time with their children or their families, and they give a lot of themselves, especially in the beginning. And what happens is it's like you become overlapped with them. You become engulfed in it. So then when your partner and you go to have a romantic, intimate relationship, it's too scary. You lose yourself. So the number one thing that you can do in order to have a more intimate relationship is to create more space and time for yourself. So this is what it looks like to have a consciously loving relationship. So part of it overlaps, so you're not like this. You're not two totally separate beings. You're still connected, but you still have space to be who you are. The same is true with the other areas of your life. So if you're giving everything to your business, if you're giving everything to your kids, if you're giving everything to personal development, growth, you don't have anything left for anybody else, including yourself. So step one is carve out time for yourself. It could be as simple as 15 minutes. Okay, so 15 minutes for yourself, ideally more, but something for you. And then once you do that, you can build up enough energy and time to feel safe in yourself. You're no longer doing this, you're doing this. And then when your partner comes in, it feels safer as well. So I would recommend that you definitely take time for yourself. Number two is write it down and actually start taking action on it. If you're getting stuck on it, a lot of times we feel guilt for taking time for ourselves. We feel guilty, or like we have to pour more energy in this. We need to thrive. We need to survive. But we also need to take time for ourselves. Okay? So it's one of the most amazing, loving things you can do for your relationship. If you're looking for more tips and advice on consciously loving relationships, check out my website under workshops. I have one coming up. I would love to support you wherever you are in your journey to take your life, your love, and your happiness to the next level.